Itzchak left the office, and of course, he followed his Rebbe's instructions to the letter. He packed his suitcase and headed straight for the train station. He walked up the steps and fell right to the floor. Itzchak had forgotten that trains weren't invented yet, and therefore there was no train station. After he picked himself up from the floor, he grabbed his suitcase, rubbed off the dirt from his forehead, and headed over to the wagon depot in the center of Volozhin. And finally, he found a ride to Minsk. Itzchak didn't realize that Chenchkovitsk was a tiny town. It was barely a dot on the map. Finally, he found a wagon that was going to Minsk, which was a huge town in central Russia. And from there, he could find a wagon going almost anywhere. Sure enough, he got in the wagon, and the wagon driver whipped the horses. The horses galloped. But the driver forgot to attach the horses to the wagon, so the horses were galloping down the hill, and the wagon driver was chasing after them. And sure enough, as he was chasing after them, the wagon started rolling down the hill after the horses, and the wagon driver grabbed the horses and dragged them back up the hill. But in the meantime, the wagon was rolling down the hill, so the wagon driver ran down the hill to get the wagon, and in the meantime, the horses ran back down the hill. By the time the wagon driver was finished putting everything back together again, all the people were getting impatient, and the wagon finally started on its journey to Minsk. A few days later, they arrived in the great metropolis, in the great city, and Itzchak had never seen such a big city in his life. He got out of the wagon, and the driver announced,
"The wagon depot is right down the road, over there."
And Itzchak asked,
"Where's the train station?"
"Train station? What's that?"
"Oh, I keep forgetting that trains weren't invented yet. Silly me."
Itzchak went for a walk in the marketplace.
CDs! Get your CDs! Just out! When Zadie wasn't born yet! Get your CDs!
"The wagon is leaving right now. We make stops in Dvinsk, Pinsk, and Minsk. Once again, the wagon is leaving right now. We make stops in Minsk and Dvinsk and Minsk and Pinsk and Dvinsk and...
Chickens for sale! Chickens for sale! Fresh, delicious chickens for sale!"
"Those chickens look so skinny. I think they've been starving for the last few years."
"Chickens for sale! Delicious, skinny chickens for sale! Starving chickens."
Itzchak decided after 2 years away from home, he had to buy a gift for his mother. And as he was walking through the marketplace, he felt a big hand on his shoulder.
"Excuse me? Are you gonna take your hand off my shoulder now?"
He turned around slowly, and he was looking at a belt buckle. And his eyes started traveling upwards until he saw buttons on a jacket. And he looked up higher and higher until finally, when he was looking as high as Mount Everest, he saw the soldier's neck, and then his chin, and then his nose, and finally his eyes.
"Oh boy, you're like Oleg Melech HaBoshon."
"I'm like Oleg Melech HaBoshon's big brother."
"You're not kidding. How did you know about Oleg Melech HaBoshon anyway?"
"All right, kid. No more joke. We go now."
"What do you mean, we go now? We're not going anywhere. I'm going to Chenchkovich on the next wagon out."
"You're go with me, kid. You go, and you go when I tell you to."
"Okay, how about this? How about you get your hand off my shoulder right now, and I won't tell anyone what you're about to do."
"You understand what's happened? I am Russian army officer. I take you to recruiting center. You become part of Russian army."
I think you're making a big mistake. You see, let me lay it out for you really slowly so you should understand. I am 12.
"That's right. Russian army for Jew boy start at the age of 10. You're already very old."
"All right, you didn't seem to get it. Let me say this one more time. I'm not going with you, you got it?"
"You're going with me whether you like it or not. Come here."
Itzchak had no choice, and he was dragged, crying, screaming, yelling, to the local army recruiting center. And before he knew what was happening, he found himself in a Russian army uniform. And he was given a bed in the barracks. And Itzchak didn't even have a chance to think about what was happening. But before we continue the story, let me give you a little bit of background. Let me explain what was happening.